What is the name of the campaign? What is it about?
The campaign is called Free Ulla Campaign. It's as simple as that. And basically, Ulla Roder, she's a Danish peace protester. She destroyed a Tornado jet on the 11th of March, and she is currently on remand in Cortonvale Prison in Stirling. Trial begins on the 30th of June. So this campaign has been started really to highlight that Ulla is in prison so that people don't forget about her, and to bring to public attention what she's done and why she did it.
So what has she done and why has she done it?
She actually reached a Tornado jet without being seen, and she took her hammer to it and smashed it up. She smashed the nose, inside the cockpit, the fuselage, all around the aeroplane. She smashed the whole thing. Then she sat down quietly and waited to be arrested, which is what child pleasures type actions. People are open and accountable for what they've done. Going to be facing a serious charge, probably of at least £1 million, I think.
So that had to do with the anti-war activities?
Yeah, Ulla wanted to protest against the war in Iraq because those Tornado jets were going directly to Iraq. So she felt that by doing that, she at least was stopping some innocent Iraqi civilians from being killed.
Do you want to talk a little bit about the philosophy of Trident Ploughshares?
Trident Ploughshares, it was started in 1998, focused on the Trident nuclear submarines at Faslane. And the idea was that people would get together in small groups and do major disarmament actions against the submarines and be open and accountable and take responsibility for their actions. And there have been a few successful actions against Trident. You probably know about them. Spray painting the submarine, getting inside a submarine. Yeah, there was an action at Shannon Airport. Again, Ploughshares action it was. And one of them is from Faslane Peace Camp. Her name's Karen Fallon. They're actually out on bail at the moment, but Karen's not allowed to leave Ireland. And their trial starts later this month as well. They did a lot of damage to an aircraft there and the runway at Shannon Airport, because that's where the planes are refuelling on their way to Iraq. And the Irish government are supposed to be neutral. They're not supposed to, you know, get involved in those things. So,
yeah, are you in contact with Ulla? How is she feeling at the moment?
I haven't seen her recently, but I know that she's got lots of people writing to her and visiting. And I think, you know, that keeps her strength up. But as you can imagine, it must be difficult to be in there for so many months on her own. But I know Ulla's a strong person. She's been through prison before. She'll cope.
What is the aim of the support campaign?
Give Ulla as much support as possible. And they've come up with a really good idea of the postcard with a heart on it. And it says, "In my name, Ulla did this in my name." And you can write a message to Ulla and send it to prison there. So hopefully she gets flooded with postcards.